Wow, I have a big group here. Do any of you know what the difference is between being neat and being messy is? Yeah. How many of you are messy sometimes? How many of you are neat sometimes? Good. Here's a picture. You can see it of someone who's messy. Can you see that? Yeah. Does that look like you sometimes? Okay. Well, do you think God is messy or you think God is neat? He's neat? Okay. Well, you know, I think he is neat. There's some really neat things that he's made. Like, for example, look at this. You know what that is? Look how symmetric it is. You see the beehive? Look how symmetric and beautiful that is. Look at something else he made that's neat. Look at that snowflake. Isn't that pretty? So he's really neat, but you know what? He's also made things that are messy. And there's one place in the Bible that tells us specifically to be messy. Did you know that? There's one time when he tells us to be messy. And there's one animal that I was trying to think of. What's the messiest animal he made? Does anybody know what this guy is? Yeah, it's a squirrel, huh? And these guys can be really messy sometimes. In fact, some of the squirrels around here, they can make a mess of the fruit trees and things. And they'll go up there and they won't just eat one fruit. They'll just take one bite out of it and drop it on the ground, and they'll chew branches and drop branches all over. Have you ever been camping and underneath like a pine tree you see all this pine stuff and shavings, and there's a little chipmunk up there going, yit-tick-tick-tick-tick, and they're just dropping everything all over? They can be really messy. And some people don't like that in their backyard, but you know what? There's animals that really like the squirrels to be messy, because I've seen it. I've seen little bunny rabbits. They can't climb up in the trees, but when they drop the branches and the leaves of the nut trees and the fruit trees, the rabbits, they love to eat those branches. It's good for their teeth, and the leaves that taste so sweet when the fruit's coming ripe. And there's other animals too that go around and there's a persimmon on the ground. Where'd this come from? And they get to eat it. And they'll dig up nuts that the squirrels have left behind. So the other animals, they like the squirrels to be messy. And so it helps the other animals. And you know what? The place in the Bible where it says to be messy, I'll show you something. And you all know what this is, right? It's an orange. And you know, this is from my friend's tree, and they're coming ripe right now. And they're so good. They're better than the oranges from our tree, which come ripe in August. And you know what God says in the Bible? He says, when you pick the fruit from the tree, he said, leave some of them. Don't be neat. Don't pick all the fruit. Just leave some on the tree. And when you pick the grapes, leave some grapes behind. And when you shake the olive tree and all the olives fall, he said, whatever doesn't fall, just leave it there. And if you're going and you're harvesting the grain, some of the grain falls off of, he says, just don't go back and go get it. Just leave it there. Why does he say that? You can tell me why he says that? He wants more food in the world outside? Yeah, he wants it to be available for the people that maybe are hungry and they can't go to the market and buy food, and for the animals that are around, and so that everybody gets to eat. You're right. So he wants everyone to have food to eat. And so he tells us to share with other people. So when my dad was little, it was really scary time in the United States, and they couldn't go buy any food. But you know what? His mom went out every morning with the other mothers, and they went into the fields and they got the food that was left behind. They got tomatoes and lima beans and string beans, and that's how he grew up. He ate the food that the farmers would leave behind, and they would do that on purpose, and so that everybody got to eat, okay? So remember, when you go to school and you do your schoolwork, or when you pick up your room and you pick up your toys, you pick up all your toys, right? When you're cleaning up, you're very neat and make your bed and do all your schoolwork. But when it comes to sharing things and giving things away, make sure you're very, very generous and share everything that you have, okay? And I have something for you. We're going to pray first. And I have something that I'm going to give you. I'll show you what it is now. to remind you, I have some of these. I ate some this morning. I don't know if I have some for everyone. So maybe if you have a brother or sister here, maybe just take one. And I want you to keep this and try to keep it for a whole week if you can. I know they're really yummy. They're organically grown. But try to keep it maybe on the table or something where you can see it and have it remind you to be neat. And when it comes to being generous, to share things, and also thank God that He provides food for all of us and all the animals and all the hills around here. If you look at the mountains, there's so many animals out there, and you know they all get to eat. It's just amazing that God provides food for everyone in the world and all the animals. Okay, so let's say a prayer now. Dear God, thank you so much for the Bible and for giving us instruction about how to be good to others and to share. And Lord, we thank you so much for giving us the blessing of food and for feeding all the people and all the animals in the world and providing for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.